Thanks to our choir who sang beautifully and who made us sing the carols well. Thanks, friends. Thank you. Sorry to make you stand and sit. I assure you that you will remain seated for next 10 minutes at least. I wish you all a happy Christmas. Among the four Gospels, John, while introducing Jesus, starts from the beginning. He says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." When we tell a story, we say like this: long, long ago, so long ago, there was a king. But when John wants to introduce Jesus, he is not saying long, long ago, very long ago. He's not saying that. He is saying Jesus' story is way before long, long ago, so long ago. It's at the beginning, before everything began, before even the time started, was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. So way before everything started, he says this Word was there. The word in Greek is logos. Logos is not just word. More than that, it could be reason, mind, thought, logic, creative force, intelligent mind, ordering force. Through this word, through word, everything was created. When God said, "Let there be light," the word, when he said, there was light. So everything that is created was created through the word. This word appeared many times before Jesus' birth. Some people heard this voice. Noah listened to this instruction and built the ark. Abraham listened to this voice. Moses heard him speaking. An arrogant king in the Old Testament saw his finger writing on the wall. In different ways and many times, the word appeared to people. John now says, this word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a father's only son, full of grace and truth. The word now became flesh and dwelt among us. The infinite became an infant. The creator has joined the creation. The eternal entered the time. What does this mean? In a Christmas party, the kids were asked to explain Christmas in three words. Explain Christmas in three words. The kids said, one said, busy family time. Someone said, last minute shopping. One another said, food, drinks, fun. But one kid said, God with us. God with us. I think the kid explained it very well. God came to our side. He entered our space. It is not visitation but incarnation. This is not incognitive coming, but it was coming in human form. He came and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. When we look at the word dwelt among us, the words, the original meaning is pitched a tent among us. He stayed where we stayed. Among us, not away from the people, but he lived very much in the midst of the people. He pitched a tent means it's a temporary shelter. He came for a short period with a specific mission to die for the sin of the world on the cross and rise again the third day. He came not as a threat, but as a friend. God became part of us so that we can become part of him. God came to our side so that we can go on his side. This is very beautifully said by C.S. Lewis, which I've been telling in our church. C.S. Lewis saying is this: the Son of God became Son of Man so that sons of men can become the children of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Why the word full? He is generous inside and out. Full, grace to the maximum, truth to the maximum. It is not a balance of 50% of grace, 50% of truth. No, no, no. Maximum grace, grace after grace, grace upon grace. Maximum truth, full of grace. What do we mean by grace? Undeserved favor, qualification to the unqualified. We read from Genesis that men fell into sin. We are unqualified, unfit, unfit to come near to the Lord, but he gives us grace. What is truth? He died for us on the cross while we were still sinners. He was able to pay the price completely. He dealt with our sins. So full of grace and full of truth. He is Lord and Savior. He is Lord, full of grace. You can come to him as you are. As soon as you come to him, he embraces you. When we look at Jesus' ministry on this earth, he was always standing with open arms, accepting, receiving, welcoming, inviting, embracing. He never said no to anyone. Anyone who came to him, he received them. People chose to go out of him, but he was always standing. He is always standing with open arms, full of grace. Full of truth. Yes, your sins are forgiven. You turn to him, you come to him, and he forgives you. Astronaut James Irwin is one of the few who walked on the moon. While walking on the moon, he thought about the strife among the nations, poverty, hunger, rampant evil on earth. He thought about it and he said this beautiful words. What is more important than man walking on the moon is that God should walk on earth. No matter the heights we reach, God's presence on earth matters most. God with us. In order to comprehend Christmas, otherwise, if we have to get a message, three things are important: content, context, and conclusion. We have to get the content right. We have to understand the context correctly, which should lead us to conclusion, which should lead us to application. When we hear the message of Christmas, the content is clear: God with us, full of grace and truth. He is Lord and Savior. And he did it everything for us on the cross. He did it. He paid every price, so we don't need to stand away. He embraces us. What is the context? He did it for the humans. He did not come to help the angels, the fallen angels. He did not come for anyone else. He came for us, the human beings. So the conclusion we have to make, what is our conclusion? The key is not information, it is transformation. It's not about information that we need to be worrying. The information is available, but the life transformation is what we need to be looking for. John, in his gospel, says he came on his own, but his own have not received him. He came to his own creation, his own people, but people have not received him. Yet, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Anyone who received him, anyone who believed in his death and resurrection, he declared them as his children. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. Believe in his work, that he has done everything for us on the cross. Sure, you will be the children of God. That is Christmas. That is the true celebration. May I wish you once again a happy Christmas. God bless us all. Amen.